MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Rick Yeager is an expert on all things Mac, and he also has a website called appman.tv, where you basically go on to Urban Rush and talk to them about apps. Is that
it? Yeah, that's how it started off, but I'm working on stuff behind the scenes.
Okay, you're expanding it.
I am expanding.
So I challenge you. I said, give me your three best productivity apps.
Well, anytime somebody gives me a three best anything app, my first one is always Evernote.
Okay.
It's my favorite game, too.
So easy. It's the best app ever.
Yeah, it's free, or if you want to go for premium, it's $45 a year for more space. And no,
I don't know anybody that's paid for it.
That was me.
Did you? You bought the premium? Good for you.
Yeah, you can put text, you can put photos. I use it to when I'm just going around the bookstore and say, oh, that's an interesting one. Snap a picture of the book.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is that it doesn't really do OCR, optical character recognition, but it does find words in pictures.
Yes.
So if I have just taken a trip to Chapters or Indigo or whatever, and I do a search for Heather, I get a whole bunch of pictures of Heather's picks.
Okay.
So all of the books that have made the list of Heather's picks.
So we should explain a little bit more what Evernote is in case anybody hasn't explored Evernote. Evernote to me is a Uber clipping service. It's just any little bit of data that I find interesting that I can either clip off of a web page, take a picture with my phone, pull out of an email, any little bit of data that I can grab that I want to catalog and I want to get back to at some other point, it manages it, stores it on the cloud so I can access it from any device.
Right. And you can access it from your desktop computer. You can even go into, like, if you're in a hotel, you could log in on their computer, log into your account online through your browser.
And the example I always give for people, and this one always seems to hit home, is instead of filling your wallet with receipts from the restaurant, take a picture of the receipt and then store it in Evernote. Just save it in Evernote. And then you tag it. You say, I was out to lunch with Steve. And then when you're going to do your expenses, you just go and look for Steve, and up comes the expense.
You've already got
a digital file of it. You can attach it to your email to send to the accountant or whatever you want, but it's stored, it's cataloged. And that's the other key to Evernote is you get to add metadata. You get to tag everything with ancillary information so you can find it when you need it.
Yeah, and you can organize them in folders if you're a folder person. If you're a tag person, you can put little tags in your photos, your audio clips, whatever you put in there. And I find that it's great for just collecting web pages because I can email them to myself. You get this super secret Evernote email address that I can send stuff to. If it doesn't fit in any other category or if it's inconvenient to use it that way, I can just email it to myself.
And you've got it.
And I've got it.
Evernote, number one in productivity. I agree. Everybody should learn to use Evernote.
And
Number two,
I'm going to say Bento.
Bento. Okay, now Bento is an organizational tool that's based on the Bento box food concept. Am I right?
It's something like that. So
you've got sushi in one, you've got rice in another, you've got the funny little sad salad in the third compartment. Explain to me
Bento.
Okay,
it's nothing like that.
Okay.
It's a simple database creation, and if you're going to put it on an iDevice, it better be simple. And what the people at FileMaker who make this.
Yes.
What they have done is made little templates so that you can set up projects to collect your contacts. Well, it's already got a contacts.
I like my explanation better.
Okay. To-do items, recipes, a diet log, events calendar, inventory, all of those kind of things. They've got pre-made templates just for those.
Mm.
So you can enter in, like, if you're doing inventory for say insurance purposes, just to find out what cool stuff you have in your house that you'd have to replace if it got burnt down.
So you build your, it's basically FileMaker for the iPhone?
It's FileMaker for the iPhone. It's even better on the iPad because you get all this space to work with and you can make things pretty.
And there are a whole bunch of templates.
Whole bunch of great templates. My fiance and I, we use Bento to create a database of restaurants we'd like to visit.
Okay.
And once we visit them, we take a picture, and we can actually put the picture in the database of the great food or not so great food.
And how much is Bento? It's something that you have to buy, though. It's not a free one.
No,
oh, it's $49 for the single user. So if you buy it for the Mac, does the client work on all of your devices?
You have to buy it everywhere, which is the downfall of so many apps, is you've got to buy it here, you got to buy it there, and you got to buy it somewhere.
FileMaker. When are you guys going to learn?
Okay. And if it wasn't so darned handy... I wouldn't have paid for it, but then I'm the sucker that paid the $45 for Evernote.
Yeah, you bought it on each one of your platforms. Well, that's a concern. But other than that, see, that's why I thought it was their marketing. I'm looking at the picture, and it is a little bento box with different things in it. So I was right to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
No food. Okay, so bento is number two. And I'm going to... It better be good because it looks like it's going to cost you over $100 to get it on all of your different devices.
Well, considering
and that's
that,
a lot of money in today's app world.
You can build so many other apps. You can build a to-do app in it.
Okay.
You can build other apps that you'll, you know, have
and
to.
Okay.
That you'd have to adjust to your lifestyle. This one you can make it fit your lifestyle as it comes.
Okay.
My third was going to be Instapaper.
Yes.
Which is $5.
Yes.
But just recently in Safari, we've been given the feature of the reading list.
Yes.
Which makes it free. So
what Instapaper did was?
Was it allowed you to look at a web page on your lunch hour and, it's getting close to 1 o'clock. I don't have time to read this. It allowed you to basically snapshot it, send it to your Instapaper account so you could read it later.
Offline, yeah.
Offline. And now...
So it basically converted web pages into digital paper that you could read.
Exactly.
So you can, and it's a very cool app.
It still is a very cool app. But
and for people who aren't in the Macintosh world, it still is a cool app because they don't have this new reading feature in Safari.
They don't have it on their desktop, but if they have an iPad or an iPhone, they have it there, and it's hidden pretty well, actually.
Okay.
It's in your bookmarks. In Safari for the desktop, it's part of your bookmarks bar. It's got a nice little pair of glasses like my own.
Yeah, reading list. It's called reading list.
Yeah, and in mobile Safari, you have to hunt for it under your bookmarks.
Oh, okay. Now, how do I actually take this page and convert it into it? There it is. Tap the action button.
The action button is all things, anything you want to do with a web page, you press that little box with the arrow coming out of it. And,
oh, okay.
And it
I see.
Gives you...
Add to reading list. So the listeners are all going, I have no idea what you're talking about. So basically all it is, I'm actually on my iPad right now. I'm in Safari, the web browser. I'm at a page, web page. I'm still at the bento page. I clicked on the little action button and it says add to reading list so that now that would take a snapshot of it and I can read it even when I'm not connected to the internet.
Right. And it creates almost like a to-do list of your reading.
Okay.
So you can say I've read this or I'm not going to read this. I can check it as read even though I lost interest in it.
Okay, but for the rest of the world that don't have that, Instapaper would
be your app. Instapaper's awesome.
Rick Yeager is appman.tv.
I am.
Thanks for coming in. And don't forget, if you're looking at courses, if you're looking to learn about using your Mac or any of your iOS devices, the courses down at MacStation are the way to start.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?